Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church and happy Mother's Day. Lots of mothers here this morning, grandmothers. God's blessings be with you in this special day. What I've learned about mothers just in my own family is that they just have the right timing. When the kids are struggling and need a word of encouragement, dad comes in and tries to lighten the mood. It doesn't work so well in our My wife comes in and she just knows what to say and everything just falls right in place. And that's just so true of all mothers, isn't it? They go the extra mile and they know just what to say and do and to bring love to us. Well, we're going to hear this morning, we're going to celebrate mothers. We're going to give thanks for the mothers that God has given to us. But we're also going to see that God, too, is one who goes the extra mile and knows just the right timing to bring his love to us. So we pray that this is an encouraging and inspirational service for each one of you this morning. Before we do begin our worship service, we do have a few announcements to share this morning. The first is that many of you know that here at Peace, we have three or four blood drives from the American Red Cross each year. And our coordinator for that is Ellen Holroyd. She is wanting to step down from that position and train up someone else to lead those drives. Those drives are do very well in the community, and we want to keep those going. So if you have a desire to lead a blood drive, we can fill you in on all the details of that. We have volunteers. We have people to provide cookies and goodies. Come and see Callie or myself, because we'd love to connect you, and we want to fill in for Ellen, who has done just a great job. And the other thing to note is that the Table of Peace groups have been formed. If you signed up to be a part of Tables of Peace, the groups and your assignment to each group is on the bulletin board in the hallway going into the fellowship hall. It looks like we got some other announcements to share here. I'm going to pass it along to Chef Bruce.
Otherwise known as the token male. Ellen has made the rounds, obviously. She said to me after last Thursday's freezer mail program activity that she needed someone to come tell what the results were. So that's why I'm in front of you this morning. What I can tell you is last Thursday, some of the most amazing cooks from Peace Church came together, made 75 different dinners, and I know the dinners were influencing people's noses because Pastor came through not once, not twice, three times. So what I discovered was he really tries to eat a lot of kale, but home cooking just has a whole different smell. So anyway, there are now 75 fresh freezer meals, all different kinds of freezer meals, casseroles, soup, stews, lasagna. So as there is need, please come take. Thank you.
Should we just go to fellowship right now? is that... Callie.
All right, for those of you that get email, you know that I redid the mailboxes. For those of you who don't have email, check the name on the box before you reach into it to grab stuff. It is now in alphabetical order by last name. So also I'm utilizing all of the mailboxes, so some are all the way up at the very, very top. If that is too high for you, let me know. We've got lots down below and we can move you down. Also, over the summer, we want to try to get the summer planned out because everybody goes on vacation. We never know who's going to be in town. Out in the fellowship hall where you grab juice and coffee, there are three sign-up sheets for the 3 months of summer. Fill in where you can fill in. Summer's a great time to learn how to do each of the tasks. So if you've never ushered, if you've never done fellowship, this is a great time to learn how to do it because it's pretty low-key. So go ahead and have a look at the dates, sign up, and I'll be releasing the entire summer's volunteer list with this newsletter. So thank you.
Great. Thanks, Callie. Right on top of things. Just a couple of items to share with you about our worship this morning. Our first song, the Song of Praise, it's going to be different than the one that's printed in your bulletin. It says in the bulletin, Psalm 8, The other songbook, 175. We're actually going to do the very first song in the songbook, Lord, How Majestic Is Your Name in All the Earth. And just follow what's projected in front of you. And we're going to sing that twice through. And then also in our service, we are collecting our mites. It's Mite Box Sunday. So once the offering is collected, I'll come forward with that container. Feel free to place your mite box, the coins in your mite box into that container. And then finally, something very exciting in our worship service this morning is that Maggie McFadden is going to be baptized in our worship service. So do take note of that. That's on the second page. Maggie will come forward with her sponsor, Joyce Holroyd, for the gift of holy baptism. That's just a wonderful gift. It means that God is by our side no matter what and removes all obstacles from our life, even the obstacle of death, and opens up eternal life in the waters of baptism. So do take note of that this morning.